Former Seattle Mayor Paul Schell died yesterday at the age of 76. In a statement, Mayor Ed Murray called Schell one of the city's great builders. Schell served just one term from 1998 to 2002, but it was a turbulent one. The World Trade Organization demonstration closed downtown. Boeing moved its corporate headquarters to Chicago. A man died in a Mardi Gras riot in Pioneer Square while police stood by. Charles Royer defeated Paul Schell in his first run for mayor back in 1977. But Royer says when Schell was elected Seattle mayor 20 years later, he accomplished a lot in one term.
His vision for the city in terms of brick and mortar, the buildings, the open space, the neighborhood development, all that stuff was really wonderful. But it was almost elbowed out of the way, out of the news, by the WTO crisis and some other things that, you know, frankly, were kind of out of Paul's control.
In 2012, I got a chance to sit down with Paul Schell, Charlie Royer, and two other former mayors. And in that interview, Schell reflected on the fact that after leaving office, Seattle mayors typically don't fare so well when running for office.
Look, it is the best job you can have in terms of public service, and I think all of us would agree with that, including Greg. That, but it's also a dead-end job. It's really public service. And you don't go anywhere, and if you go into it with that attitude, and not, you know, if something else happens, great, but it's a great chance to serve in a capacity that's unusual, and it is, other than maybe being president of the United States, the best chance for public service that you can find.
Former Seattle Mayor Paul Schell, who died yesterday at the age of 76. Maude Dodon was deputy mayor and chief of staff under Mayor Paul Schell. These days, she's acting president and CEO at the Seattle Chamber of Commerce. Maude Dodon told me about Paul Schell's major accomplishments.
Certainly the downtown core, and that's probably what he's best known for. All the historic waterfront buildings he developed while he was at Cornerstone, the Central Waterfront Project that he really masterminded and pushed for when he was a port commissioner, which led to the Sculpture Park, and when he became mayor, of course, the new City Hall, the Libraries Initiative, parks throughout the city, and also community centers throughout the city. He touched all of those places, including the arts and cultural assets of the city. He saw the city as an integrated, kind of organic place where people of all kinds could make contributions to its vibrancy, its health, its well-being. He embraced that, and he tried to allow people who had great ideas to have them come to fruition.
Why do you suppose he hasn't gotten the credit you think he deserves for what he's done for the city?
Well, certainly his tenure as mayor was fraught with, you know, a lot of things that happened on during that period of time. We had the dot-com bubble burst. We had the WTO. We had the Mardi Gras. We had, you know, lots of events, many of which were, well, bigger than Paul. But, you know, I think that any mayor is sort of both responsible for, but also a little bit at the mercy of events during their era. So certainly that shadowed all the accomplishments that he had. And so I am hoping that at this stage we can really honor his contributions in a very positive way.
I mean, along with those setbacks, he was physically assaulted by a bullhorn while he was making an appearance one time. How did he handle those setbacks?
He was really remarkable, Ross. I mean, privately, Paul had the most amazing sense of humor and ability to, he was incredibly resilient when those things happened, and he was often the person that when all of us would surround him and say, oh my gosh, he would be the guy, you know, shaking it off, talking about the future, you know, making, I don't want to say making light of it, but certainly not dwelling on it and helping us through it.
It's been said that Paul Schell was impatient with the politics of the job of mayor, the self-promotion, the back-scratching that's kind of necessary to grease the skids. Do you think that's true?
I think he had no time for it, I guess is sort of how I look at it. I mean, he cared a lot about people, and he had a lot of very wonderful relationships with lots and lots of different kinds of people in the city, lots of constituents in the city. But he was all about results. He was all about getting stuff done, and he was all about executing on his vision. And so his gut check was always about, is this the right thing to do for the city? And it wasn't always about, you know, is this the right thing to do politically? So I think that was just his framework.
Maude Dodon, former deputy mayor and chief of staff under the late mayor Paul Schell. David Brewster is the founder, editor, and publisher of the Seattle Weekly and Crosscut. He was also a friend of Paul Schell. Paul Schell first ran for election back in 1977 when he lost the mayor's race to Charlie Royer. 20 years later, Schell ran again for Seattle mayor and won, but David Brewster says his mindset remained unaltered.
What happened was that the politics of 1977, which Paul epitomized, arts, design, political reform, young professional people coming into power, that kind of lodged in his brain. And then 20 years later, he ran kind of on the same agenda. He had a very easy opponent in Charlie Chung, so he kind of got into office without actually knowing what the issues of 97 were. And I think that's one of the things that put him in this kind of time warp. And he was a candidate who was behind his time. On the other hand, as I argue, he's ahead of his time. And a lot of the Seattle we have now, the sort of Microsoft Seattle we have now, Paul would have been a good mayor for and anticipated.
He suffered a lot of setbacks, the World Trade Organization protests that paralyzed downtown and his reaction to it, the Mardi Gras riot and the death of a man. The mayor got hit in the face by a bullhorn by a disgruntled constituent. Did he not handle those kind of setbacks as well as he might have because of his artistic bent?
He didn't take police seriously. He didn't take some of the basics of government seriously enough because he was interested in these other things. And the mayor has really got to watch the budget side, the scandal side, and the police side. That's what can come and bite you. I guess snowstorms would be another thing to watch out for. And he was a little bit above that, and he didn't staff up in a way that was realistic about that. Paul was naive and idealistic in that way, and he thought he could rise above that. He was actually, he was blindsided by the problems of WTO. He had a weak police chief. Paul could be very good in crisis management, but he didn't know how to manage the PR crisis that was created when he didn't want to fire the chief, who then resigned. He needed to have some scapegoats there, but he wouldn't do that. He never could fire people. He's very soft-hearted. His personal qualities, which were really wonderful, were not often political qualities. And you can see, you know, other mayors and advisors that would know how you handle something like this, even though it would be fairly cruel to some of the people who had been in the administration.
In your Crosscut story, you quote Eileen Quigley, who called Paul Schell a deeply civic-minded visionary. What did he succeed in doing with those visions? Which of those visions came true?
Well, he did a lot of things, and, you know, you just look all around, the Goodwill Games, the new libraries, the new city hall. So there were a lot of monuments to him. But I argue that he was a sort of energizer bunny for a new generation of people in politics. And they're the ones that magnify that kind of Schell spirit of let's try things, let's experiment with things, let's do things that are high-minded and above politics. Paul was a great boss who really inspired a lot of people who worked for him. Harriet Sherburne, who was really in charge of the Market Project. Harriet went on to be a very successful figure in Portland politics. Barbara Dingfield, another one in the office of the planning office that Paul ran, Department of Community Development, became a very important figure in philanthropic life in town. Dan Dingfield in urban design. Tony Puma, who built a lot of projects. So I always compare Paul with FDR in the sense that he was kind of all over the place, a lot of ideas, a lot of competing ideas, but constantly energizing people to go out and try it. So if Joel Horn came up with an idea for the Commons, Paul was on his side. I thought kind of indiscriminate in many ways, sort of promiscuous. But if it was a good idea, he was for it.
It's been said he just didn't have the time to follow some of the political niceties of back-scratching and self-promotion that are necessary to make things happen. You think that's true?
It is, and Paul was shy, and he, you know, you'd go to political events, and he'd be the guy standing in the back of the room, not glad-handing and that. He didn't have that common touch and that ability to be comfortable in public, and he was wary of other politicians because there'd be a lot of pushback, and Paul, like a lot of entrepreneurs, wanted, you know, push forward, not push back, and he was very sensitive to criticism and that. So that prevented a lot of his ideas from reaching fruition. he was an artist. And when you were with Paul, he had an artist's eye. He was always noticing things that could be designed better. One example is manhole covers. And why don't they have maps of Seattle? Why aren't they works of art? And that instinct, he probably should have been an architect, you know, that instinct to design things better way to please the eye and to please deeper aesthetic satisfaction. Very unusual in a mayor. I don't think we've had any that have that feeling for that. And the city reflects a lot of that. Little duck feet that are in the pavement down there at First and Madison. That was Paul. They would put that. He came out of the arts movement. He really helped the arts movement, allied arts and that, and remained an artist, architect, landscape designer all his life.
David Brewster, founder of the Seattle Weekly, Crosscut, and Town Hall. David Brewster, a friend of former Mayor Paul Schell, who died yesterday. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.